Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, I'm Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I think we're going to have a great show. With us today on the phone is John DeCristo. John has more than a quarter century of success in sales, marketing, emerging technologies, and entrepreneurship. John DeCristo currently serves as regional SEM consultant for Boostability.com. Hired by Boostability in 2012, John was brought in to help the company's expansion effort. DeCristo is responsible for developing an outside sales force and creating and opening the Charlotte regional market. Boostability is the sector leader in search engine optimization services. Boostability caters to businesses and organizations looking to improve their SEO using the company's proprietary technology and services in a cost-effective and scalable manner. John earned his BS in Computer Information Systems from York College of Pennsylvania. Throughout his career, John has worked and volunteered with several nonprofit organizations and trade associations such as the Optimist Club, Second Harvest Food Bank, Special Olympics, National Association of Women Business Owners, Metrolena Entrepreneurial Council, Matthews Chamber of Commerce, and Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. He has been invited to speak, train, and share his knowledge of emerging technologies with organizations including the North Carolina Home Builders Association, the National Association of Women Business Owners, and Charlotte Chamber. Recently, John formed an alliance with the Charlotte Business Journal. He helps teach the local business community practices to improve their social media implementation. John, thank you so much for being on the show today with me.
Well, thanks for having me, Doc. This is quite an honor.
Well, I really appreciate it. I know it's early, and I always love it when people get up early and to be on my show. And some of the people might be wondering, what does this search engine optimization show have to do with dentistry? But we're going to find out, aren't we? Because one of the things you do is you help dentists improve their SEO or search engine optimization, right?
Oh, that's correct. Yeah, we work with quite a few different medical practices, including several dental offices around the country.
Okay, and I figured that, first of all, we're going to talk about that, but also, you know, a lot of folks out there have their own businesses. They maybe work at home, or they're in charge of the office website, and so I'm thinking that by the time this show is over, they're going to have some tidbits, some tricks, some things to make their business more noticeable out there on the web, right?
I hope so. I've been in this business a long time, so hopefully I can share just a snippet or two with your audience today.
Okay, sounds good. Now, search engine optimization, it's a term that I understand, I know what it is, but it is something that is a little bit foreign to a lot of folks. And so can you tell me, what is SEO?
Okay, SEO, search engine optimization, really for try to put it in layman's terms, is simply we're going to take your website, your business website or your dental practice website, and we're going to take keywords or terms that you want to be found for, such as braces or toothache or various other terms, and make sure if a person goes to Google, Yahoo, or Bing, they type one of those terms into the search engine, and your website is going to pop up on the first page of Google, Yahoo, or Bing.
Okay, so those...
basically, we're going to use a bunch of different tactics to make sure that happens.
And those are the three that you work with?
Google, Yahoo, and Bing are the three that we specifically work with.
So if somebody is using AOL as their search engine or Internet Explorer, they may not pop up.
Well, Internet Explorer is a browser. So
okay.
If you're using the Internet Explorer, you will pop up. If you're using AOL, you may pop up, because when we optimize for what we call the big three,
yeah,
a lot of their, what they call their algorithms, I don't want to get too technical, but a lot of the work that we do to optimize for the big three will also help in other search engines such as Ask or AOL.
Okay.
But we specifically target the three bigger search engines because that's where 97% of all search is focused on.
Now, it wasn't that long ago that it was the big two, right? Because Bing is only, what, a year old?
Bing is owned by Microsoft, and Bing now actually feeds Yahoo.
Okay.
So it was not too long ago when they created Bing. And what's interesting about Bing is that if you're on Facebook and doing a search, you're going to get Bing results.
Okay.
So Bing and Yahoo comprise about 25 to 30% of all the search traffic, and Google is the other 67 to 72%, depending on what studies you read.
There was a time when I didn't even know what a search engine was, because of course we always thought of engines as something that was on a lawnmower or in your car. And so it's kind of a cute name for a computer that will search and continue to search at a high rate of speed based on words and phrases, right?
That's correct. It's really a whole server farm or hundreds of computers that, for example, right here in North Carolina, Google has a data center in Lenoir, North Carolina, where all their computers are doing are going out to the web and searching the billions of websites and indexing them under the relevant key terms that they find on those websites.
And that's kind of grading them, and that's the magic formula that they don't tell anybody about, right?
Right. It's called an algorithm.
Right.
It's a mathematical algorithm that it's really, to break it down, it's a series of pluses and minuses, ones and zeros, and it will read your search engine and give it a grade. That's pretty much exactly right.
Okay, so if somebody is searching for, let's say they just type something simple, they're going to type in the word dentist. So every website out there, and there probably are billions of them, that have the word dentist in them somewhere on the website will be found, right?
Somewhere on the website will be found, or a link that says the word dentist that points to that website will be found.
Okay.
So somewhere the word dentist is going to be associated with that website.
Now, since they keep it a big secret, how do you keep up? And because I heard that it wasn't that long ago that they decided to change that algorithm and they don't tell anybody, and I think they do it so that people will pay them by Google AdWords and that sort of thing. It's a moneymaker by keeping it a big secret. So unless you work there or you know the CEO, how do you find out?
Well, really, they're not going to come right out and tell us what the algorithm is comprised of, but they will give us best practices, and they do release blogs, and they will tell us what they're looking for in a relevant, and you're going to hear that word a lot, relevant website.
Okay.
So if you follow Google's best practices, they're not going to come right out and tell you what's in the algorithm, but they're going to give you enough hints that if you follow along with what they're saying and the other SEO experts, you can almost figure out what that algorithm is telling you to do. As well as we'll do competitive research. So if you're a dentist in Tacoma, we're gonna look at the other dentists in Tacoma and see what they have on their websites, the structure of their website, and why, and try to figure out why they are ranking high in Tacoma, and implement those practices into your website.
Okay. If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with John DeCristo. He's in North Carolina. And he works for a company called BoostAbility.com. He's actually their regional SEM consultant. And so we are talking about how a person's website can be better found on the web. Of course, he works with a lot of dentists, but not just dentists. But all of these hints work for any business, don't they?
We work for any business. Mostly we work what we call SMBs, which would be small, medium businesses.
Oh, okay. Small, medium
but
business.
But I like to work, my little niche is I really do like to work with the medical community, and I work with quite a few dentists.
Okay. Well, I've been introduced to a lot of these terms, and it's funny because I had my website, my web presence optimized not that long ago, and what they did was an entire redesign of my website. And it's funny because some of the wording on the website is wording that I would not have written. I would not have written it that way. Sounds a little clunky to me, not words that would have flowed from my mouth. And I asked them about that, and they said, well, it has to be that way because those are searchable words. Right?
That's a great scenario that you just said. Unlike when we used to do marketing brochures and pamphlets, that everything had to be so perfect and grammar had to be perfect, spelling perfect. Even with spelling, sometimes we'll do SEO work and we'll literally include misspellings because Google will pick up on a misspelling.
Right. So I have, like, my name is Kvitko. Nobody knows how to spell it. So I have meta tags where it's spelled wrong about 6 or 7 different ways. So if they type in K-A-V or they type in K-I-V or K-U-I or K-W-I, K-R-I, they'll all come to me.
That's perfect. And jewelry and jewelers have a great time with it because in the UK they spell jewelry different than we do in the U.S.
How do they spell it
there?
So
Google has a fit with that. So they will rank all the different spellings of the keywords.
Interesting. Okay. So now, it's mostly keywords now. The meta tags aren't as important as they used to be?
No, not really at all. For meta tags for Google are not important whatsoever.
Okay.
But for Yahoo and Bing, they are still very important. So we do include those for Yahoo and Bing.
Okay. And I just realized we haven't explained what a meta tag is. And although I have a pretty good idea, you're probably better able to actually explain it. Can you tell me what a meta tag is?
A meta tag is really just one of your keywords, like you were explaining, the different spellings of your name, which we put. Meta tag is a piece of code in the back of your website. People are not going to see it on the content or the front of your website, so it's part of the code of your website that we call meta tags, and then you put your important keyword terms there, such as your name or the type of dentistry you're in or the town that you're in, and that's where we're going to put your meta tags.
So although they think they're going to Dr. Kvitko Metnis and Associates, what's hidden from view is they're really going to Dr. Kvitko Metnis and Associates, comma, root canal, comma, toothache, comma, veneers, comma, implant, comma, Kvitko spelled wrong 17 ways, right?
That's correct. And you want to be careful. You don't want to put too many keywords, depending on what you're trying to optimize. Or again, that term relevancy. You know, if you're Amazon and you're selling thousands of products, each page is going to have its own meta tag.
Okay.
If you're the local dentist, you don't want to put meta tags that are not relevant to your practice. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, yeah. And the relevance is important because the more people that search for keywords that are on my site, the more it makes my site relevant.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Now, hey, John, it's time for us to go to our first break. You can hang with me, right?
Sure.
Okay. All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here with John DeCristo from Boostability.com, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted #1 fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Decide Dentistry, the leader in high-quality cosmetic and restorative dentistry in Central Ohio, now offers the latest technology, Fast Braces. It's fast, safe, and affordable compared to traditional braces. This new technology of Fast Braces allows for less treatment time, and that means the patients save time and money, achieving the best smile possible. Dr. Desai is also a provider of 6-month smiles and Invisalign. She's very well known for her crown and bridge work, too. Visit DesaiDentistry.com. Dr. Desai Dentistry, brightening lives one smile at a time.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me here today. We are talking to John DeCristo. He is the regional SEM consultant for BoostAbility.com, a North Carolina-based, a internet or website development. You tell me, John, what would you call your business?
We are a search engine optimization focused company. So
okay.
We specialize in natural organic search engine optimization.
Okay. And when he says natural organic, what he means is these aren't the ads you have to pay for. This is getting your website to pop up on page one through natural means, so to speak, without extra money being kicked in, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay, because there's a couple different tracks people can take. You can pay per click, and when you go to any web, when you do any search, you'll find that there's these ones that pop up at the top, and there's usually like a background color, right? And the background color, those ones in that box tell you that those are the companies that have paid to be there. Then off to the side, off to the right, usually you have the, what are they called? They're Google Places.
Google,
right?
AdWords.
Google AdWords. Okay, so you have another batch over there. Those are also paid for. And so if you scroll down below those colored boxes, you'll find the first one you find is the website that happens to be the best optimized site for your search word.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So now people love their computers and their smartphones, and I actually got a new Droid Razr M. I had a BlackBerry before that, and I really love it, by the way. But what are the most popular social sites today? I mean, where do people spend their time? Because that's important to you and to me as a business owner, right?
That's right. I think that's really important to know where people are spending their time, and with the development of social media over the last few years and word of mouth advertising is really catching on, and it's exponential. So, Facebook is still king.
Okay.
They have over a billion members now.
Wow.
There's only
3.5 billion people on Earth?
Yeah, something like that.
And they have a third of them on Facebook. Okay.
They have a third of them on Facebook. LinkedIn is cool. 200 million members in over 200 countries.
Now, LinkedIn, at least in my account, my case, has been growing. I'm getting all these requests to join my, link with me. And it's funny because I look at it and I go, I don't really know him, but I know he knows him. I know he knows somebody that I know. And so I'll just say, sure, why not? Should I be doing that?
I always tell people to be careful. Go, if somebody's trying to link up with you, go take the time and read their profile.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're just not out there trying to spam a bunch of your contacts, And then if you connect with somebody and they start spamming all your contacts, then you can always unfriend them, as we would say in Facebook, or unlike them in LinkedIn or whatever.
So how would I know? Would I be getting angry emails from my contacts saying, how am I getting the spam?
You'll see their post on your profile. They'll send you messages. You'll see that when they do send you a message, they're sending tons of people messages. There's just signs that if you stay active in it, you'll be able to identify usually pretty quickly who are the spammers that are out there just to promote their own products and services.
Okay. Now, what about Twitter?
Twitter is becoming more and more popular. Over 500 million users, 200 active users on Twitter.
How does Twitter make money? I don't see any ads.
Well, they have just launched their advertising vehicle, and their projections are being blown away. They're actually making more money than they thought they were going to. It's turned out to be quite well.
They just launched it?
They just launched it within the last few weeks.
So when I get a tweet, there might be an ad in there?
I haven't really researched it specifically because I'm more of an SEO guy, but
okay.
I know that they had just launched the service.
Okay. Now, are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter.
Okay. I'm not going to ask you to give your handle unless you want to.
My personal Twitter is at SociGen, actually. It's my blog, SociGen. So it's at SociGen.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. I'm at Dr. Kvitko, and what I found about Twitter is when I first started tweeting, and I was pretty early in the process, I found that a couple of people said they were following me, and I thought, well, that's pretty neat. And then I kind of noticed that they weren't really following me. They just said they were in order to get more people to follow them. So how do you handle when somebody says, I'm following you? Do you always follow them back?
I don't always follow them back.
Okay.
I really don't always follow them back. And it's really one of the first case studies I followed on Twitter about following and following back was when Oprah and Ashton Kutcher were making a big splash on Twitter. And Ashton followed thousands of people back, and Oprah only followed a handful of people back.
Oh, okay.
And I was curious why the difference, and it's because how much interaction do you actually want to do, you know? So I think it's an individual case by case on how many people you want to follow back.
Right, because you wouldn't be able to find your friends if you had a million followers. You wouldn't know, you know, Aunt Betty. You couldn't find hers in all the other tweets, right?
Right, and also, again, it comes down to if you're following someone, then all of their tweets are going to show up on your timeline for the most part.
Right. So,
So it's, again, it's people use it for their own benefit for spam.
Okay. Oh, for spam. Okay. The only thing I use it for is to tell people who my upcoming guests are. If I have a charitable event, like we do a Dentists from the Heart event every year. We brought a Team Smile event to Columbus this year in conjunction with the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I think when it's for charity and for doing something good, I don't think people think of it as spam. Am I right?
No, usually not. You know, and another good thing that you might want to consider, you know, I will tweet a link out to my blog post. And I'm, you know, my blog posts, I always try to keep good information, good relevant information on my blog. You know, something that people can consider value.
Okay.
You know, so that's a great way to use Twitter. Customer service. I know some of the airlines use it for customer service in case a plane's going late. Anybody that has reserved a spot on the airplane, don't get a tweet. So there's a lot of different great uses for business applications for Twitter.
Okay. Well, I'm starting.
You know, it's really an interesting fact about Twitter and Facebook now, and the study just came out just a couple of days ago, that the younger generation, the teenagers and younger, are flocking away from Facebook and going to Twitter.
Because it's so much quicker?
It's so much quicker, and grandmom and aunt and mom and dad are not really on Twitter as much as they are Facebook, and they can really select who they follow and who's following them.
Got it.
So it's faster and more private.
One of the things I haven't yet figured out on Twitter is how to send a picture. Do you know how to send a picture on Twitter?
Yes. When you send a picture on Twitter, you just have to attach it like you attach it to an email.
So you have to do it kind of from your computer, not your smartphone.
Well, if you have the picture on your smartphone, you can do it from your smartphone as well.
Okay, that's right. Now they have icons. It says, you know, share, and it says you want to tweet, email, Gmail, blah, 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 like that.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right. My new phone, I just remember seeing that. Okay, now, can you break down even further for the doctors out there, our dentists out there? Well, physicians and dentists. Can we see how many searches that are performed for a local dentist, for example? How can we know?
Yeah, we can really narrow it down by not only for the local dentist, but for what exact term they're searching for.
Okay.
What is it, toothache? Is it bad toothache? Is it teeth whitening? You know, braces, you know, teen braces, adult braces, Visalign. We can see exactly what they're searching for.
So you can tell exactly if somebody's searching for red shoes as opposed to black shoes.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting that you bring up the red shoes. That's funny. I'm gonna chuckle a little bit because in December I was doing a presentation, and around Christmas time, and I was doing all my research for my presentation, and I noticed that 68 million people were looking for red shoes in December.
68 million?
68 million people were looking for red shoes, so I guess a lot of people wanted to have Santa bring them some red shoes, and I don't know how many of those were male, so if you want to start looking at the demographics.
Now, is this just in the U.S., 68 million? Is this,
what was that, Doc? I'm sorry.
Is this just in the United States, 68 million?
It was U.S. searches.
Okay.
Million.
Because there's only 305 million people in the United States. A lot of them are infants and children. So does that mean every woman out there searched for red shoes?
Or a bunch of women went back every day looking for a different style of red shoes.
So if you're a guy listening and your wife's birthday is coming up, you're probably safe in getting her a pair of red shoes, right?
Red shoes.
Except she'll say my friend has the same color.
You know, let's go back to if you don't mind, you know, getting ready for the interview, I actually did a little research on dental terms.
Okay.
And I have some of the numbers here if you want me to.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay, so this is U.S. only, and it's average monthly searches.
Okay.
So 11.1 million people typed in the word dental.
11.1.
What is dentistry is 9 million, and I won't go through too many, but I want to show you how it breaks down. Bleaching, 2.2 million. Whitening, 1 million. Dental surgery, 673,000. Whitening of teeth, 450,000. Dentist office, 301,000. Dental hygienist, 301. If I go over to like some of the orthodontic orthodontic braces, 1.2 million. Invisalign, 673,000. So I don't know. You know, this is a question I have for you, Doc. I think when I show my clients the number of searches that people are now on Google and Yahoo looking for their services and products, they're blown away by how many people are actually doing searches each month.
Right. Have you run into anybody recently that's actually used a phone book in the last year?
You know, I'd love to say that Google Plus Local is the is because I'm a Google guy. I'd love to say that Google Plus Local is the end of Yellow Pages, and it's doing a pretty good job. But there's still a demographic. You know, I would say 60 plus. They still, you know, the demographic, they like to pick up that Yellow Page, the Yellow Book, and call the local dentist. So
well,
I say there is still a market for it, but it really year by year, less and less people pick up the Yellow Book, Yellow Pages. I know I don't.
Well, I mean, I've decreased the size of my ad to just like basically the one that's just almost free that just has my name, address, and phone number because I figure they can still find me if they want. But I'm not going to spend thousands of dollars a month to be in the phone book when most people are just, you know, doing a search, like you said, dental, dentistry, dental surgery, Invisalign, all of those things.
You know, when I do a lot of presentations and I always ask that question, you know, when was the last time you picked up a Yellow Pages? And most of the time you'll have a few people raise their hands and say, well, when I wanted to start the fire. You know, I hate to badmouth any product or service, but people just don't really use it.
Actually, I think my mother-in-law used to use it to boost her up in the seat to see over the steering wheel. So there's still a need for them. Hey, okay, now we're running a little long, but that's okay. We'll just go to commercial later. And actually, before we go to break, I always like to give people kind of a heads up on what Dr. Kavitko's question of the day might be and let people be warned that we're going to do it. But before we do that, tell me, okay, we're talking about the importance of these search tactics. Is there any one tactic that you would say is the most critical?
The most critical tactic, there's a lot of very important factors and elements, but I would say relevant content is probably the most critical factor.
Relevant content. Okay. Okay, relevant content. So remember that. It just might help you win flowers. All right. So what we're going to do is, I guess we are going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. But as you know, before we do, the lawyers want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, Dr. Kavitko's question of the day is, oh, by the way, let me tell you that the winner will receive free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, okay? So, when I've given out the question, the phone number to call is 459-9769, 459-9769, and so now the question. It's a true or false question. It is, hey, John, can you word it for me?
Sure. The most important search tactic or factor would be to create relevant, unique content.
And the question is a true or false question, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so that we want to know, is that true or false? Say it again.
Relevant, unique content.
Okay. All right. So the number, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. Go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. And make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kavitko. Let's go!
Yeah! Thanks for You made a resolution to have a better career in 2013. Let me help you. At Assist to Succeed of Columbus's Dental Assisting School, we have new classes starting on April 13th and July 27th. Hi, this is Kendra, owner of Assist to Succeed of Columbus, located in the Dublin Plaza Shopping Center. Keeping some resolutions is hard. Getting a better career is easy, fast, and affordable at Assist to Succeed of Columbus's board-approved dental assisting school. You can train to become a dental assistant in just 10 Saturdays in a real-world dental office, not a schoolroom, while many other schools will charge you $8,000 to $10,000 or more. Plus books and lab fees, Assist to Succeed's dental assisting program is less than $5,000, and that covers everything. Financial aid is available to those who qualify. Again, courses are offered April 13th and July 27th. Don't delay. Space is limited and classes are filling up. Call me today at 740-602-1250 or go to assisttosucceedofcolumbus.com.
Hi, my name is Jeff. I've been a member at Premier at Saunal Athletic Club for quite a while. I wanted to do this radio spot because I love and believe in the club, and I know you will too. If you want to improve your health and fitness, relax by the pools, or wondering how to get the kids active, the friendly and professional staff at Premier will help you in every possible way. I think it's important to say, this club is incredibly clean. It's why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Join in April for your summer membership and receive a free month. No contracts and no enrollment fees. Call 336-CLUB. That's 336-CLUB. Cheers.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko at aol.com.
I'm gonna miss that smile. I'm gonna miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We're here with John DeCristo. He is the regional SEM consultant for boostability.com. And we were doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, and we have some callers on the line. It was a true or false question. The question was, what is the most important, true or false, the most important thing that you can do to make sure that your website pops up, I guess. The most important tactic would be to have relevant, unique content. And it was a true or false question. So first of all, hey, John, tell me, pick a number from 1 through 4.
Let's go 4.
Okay, we're going to go to caller number 4.
All right, so caller number 4 is Mildred. Hey, Mildred, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Hey, Mildred, first of all, what's the answer?
True.
True. Okay, that is true. And Mildred, what do you do for a living?
Retired pizza maker.
Retired pizza maker?
Right.
Wow, that's really neat. Never had a retired pizza maker on the show with me. All right, so you're going to win free flowers from Vice Number Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon, which since you're retired, I guess that'll be your home. So I need you to stay on the line, okay? And my producer will get the address from where we have to send things. Just so you know, we had Scoop, we had Sarah, we had Jodella. All three of you, please feel free to call back next week because you know we're here every week. Okay, so Mildred, hang on the phone, and let's get back to the show.
And then, okay, John, what was the answer?
The answer is relevant, unique content is true.
It's true. Okay. All right. So,
Hello?
Oh, sorry about that, Mildred. Having a little technical difficulties. Anyway, okay, so we are, hang on, and we're going to go back to my guest.
All right, so let's get back to our topic of the day, which is search engine optimization, and our expert on the phone is John DeCristo. And John, he works for Boostability now, but he used to work for a company called ClickCom. Worked there for 15 years. He was the CEO and president. He focused on business development for ClickCom, and he built from the ground up Charlotte's leading business-to-business web services provider. So, hey, John, thank you so much for being on the show, and I'm enjoying it so far. Hey, how many employees do you guys have?
Our employees at Boostability or the employees we had at ClickCom?
Either, both.
At Boostability, we have 200 employees in American Fork, Utah.
Oh, my goodness.
And we actually have 1,800 writers that we also employ that are in our at-home network.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. Hey, you guys offer dental insurance?
Do we offer dental insurance?
Yeah.
You know, I'm on my wife's plan, so I'm not sure. I didn't opt for the insurance.
You don't even know. That's funny.
I don't even know if we have dental insurance. Good, great question.
Well, you should check into that. Okay. So... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but I don't even think it should be called dental insurance anyway. It's just like a discount. It really doesn't meet the definition of the word. All right, now, we've talked about LinkedIn, talked about Facebook, and tell me, what's a minimum strategy of LinkedIn for folks that are listening? I mean, you want to be there, you want to make sure that people can find you, because it's how you find jobs, right? And it's how you, it's your network.
Yeah, I think the minimum strategy for LinkedIn would be to first make sure that you have a professional, your profile looks very professional.
Okay.
You know, make sure the grammar looks good, make sure that the, make sure that, you know, your history of your job experience is well documented, and just make sure that it's very professional and that when somebody comes there, you wouldn't be embarrassed to show your profile, just almost just like your resume if you were looking for a job.
Okay. Well, I have a professional headshot on mine, and you know, taken by a high-caliber photographer with a camera with a big lens. and some girl plucked my eyebrows before the shot. I would have just trimmed them, but she insisted on plucking them. Anyway, hopefully you can't tell. Okay, now what about YouTube? Lots of people go to YouTube. Is there an advantage to YouTube to a business owner?
Oh, I love YouTube. You're talking my language now. But let me go back to LinkedIn really quickly because people don't realize, like, Facebook has business pages. LinkedIn also has a business page.
Oh, okay.
So if you're a small business owner or a dental practice, you want to make sure that your personal profile is good, but then you also want to go ahead and make sure that your business page is written and optimized as well.
Oh, okay. And I don't think I have that. Now, I do have, let's see, you know, I have the radio show, I have my dental office, and then I have me. Which one should I do, or should I do all three?
I would do all three, yeah. As long as you don't mind telling the world about all three, then I would do all three.
Okay. Okay, well, if I minded, I wouldn't be out over the airwaves, probably.
That's right. So I would definitely do all three. And okay. Then, you know, that's the minimum tactics, and then we should look at groups and whatnot, but I guess that's a later discussion.
Okay. So now let's go back to YouTube, and I don't know if you know this, but you remember the homeless guy, Ted, the Golden Voice Williams, his YouTube video went viral?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I picked up on that one.
You didn't? He was a homeless guy, and he had this really deep radio voice, and it was a newspaper reporter that brought a camera crew with him and said, I want you to, you know, read this sign, you know? And he read it, and it was like, wow, this guy's really got a special voice. And it went viral. So everybody wants their YouTube video to go viral, right?
That's the ultimate goal. Yeah, that's the ultimate goal for your YouTube video to go viral if you want to be famous.
Right.
You know?
And viral means spreading like a virus, meaning just going crazy.
Millions and millions of viewers.
Yeah. And then you wind up on the Today Show.
That's right.
And
I don't think, well, maybe I'll go viral now that I'm on your show, Doc. I may go viral, man. I need to go and, you know, make sure you send me the podcast so I can see if I can get it to go viral.
I will do that. A lot of people consider this the epitome of their career, by the way.
That's awesome. I love it, man.
Anyway, okay, now, So, I mean, I have a few things on YouTube. I have a couple little videos we shot of patients I was doing porcelain veneers on, you know, and just, I don't know, just, oh, I was on a little TV show here in town, and they sent it to me, and I thought, oh, we'll put it on YouTube. And actually, I didn't even do it. It was the TV station that did it. But it's kind of fun, you know, and it's there for your kids to see forever and ever, right?
Kind of fun, but there's really very, very strategic marketing tactics for YouTube video production. You know, I don't know if many people, just a few facts, know that Google owns YouTube.
Okay, I did not know that. Have they always owned it, or did they just buy it?
They bought it probably now about 4 years ago.
Okay.
4 years ago. So Google owns YouTube, so Google loves YouTube, so we love YouTube. You know, so everything that Google does, we love.
I see.
So we do a lot of YouTube work. I personally really enjoy marketing, SEO marketing with YouTube. So you can, if you, like your videos that you have, you can, if you tag them right and you apply search engine tactics to them, they will show up not only on the YouTube search, but they'll show up on Google search.
Okay. I think I might have that.
Search and on the first page search, because Google tries to optimize YouTube, and if you go back to YouTube, you're going to buy ads on YouTube. So
I'm losing
you. It's very circular.
Lost you a little bit. You kind of went in and out. I don't know if it's a bad connection. I think maybe we could hear. I'll see if I can turn up the volume. But anyway, so I get what you're saying. So you, now, with my SEO that I'm doing now, the company I'm working with gave me a camera, and so if people, when we finish a nice case, and somebody is very happy with what we've done, we ask them if they would, you know, record a little 30-second video telling people what they think of their new smile, and then we post it. And is that what that's what you're suggesting that we do?
I would suggest you do that every time, and then make sure that you learn the basic tagging and titling tactics for YouTube, because that will go a long way when it comes to the Google search.
Okay.
So you want to post it and tag it and title it properly.
Okay. I don't know if I know that, but I guess I can find out if my office manager does or she's been taught. I'm not really sure. But you know, it's hard because the best time when they look in the mirror the first time and it's like, oh my goodness, it looks so great. I can't believe it. I've wanted this my entire life. And then you say, hey, would you mind saying that again? It's never as fresh the second time, but there's no other way to know to do it unless you just have cameras rolling the whole time, which you couldn't do that.
Well, I guess if you warn people coming into the office, maybe you could, you know, have a camera rolling for, you know, at least some of your sessions that you know that the people are going to be very excited.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. We have 10 treatment rooms, so that would be expensive, but I guess if we had like a portable one, we could have it running. And you're right, just kind of mention it, and then if they don't like it or don't say anything nice, I guess we don't use it, right?
But, no, I was really excited about doing the interview, so I did a lot of prep work, you know, and did a few searches. So uh-huh. I found a really interesting one.
Okay.
On YouTube, you know, how-to videos are great on YouTube. You can find anything from how to fix your brakes on your 69 Camaro to helping your kids with geometry homework.
I learned how to set a mousetrap on YouTube because
it's all there. It's amazing. It really is amazing.
I have a motorhome and we store it over the winter, and of course the mice get in there. They think it's warm. It's not. It's cold in there too, but they don't know that. So they crawled in, and I bought these fancy traps that you can't see the mouse. You know, you don't have to ever see if it was killed, but they're pretty smart. They don't go in those. And so I called the exterminator. He said, just get the old-fashioned wooden ones. So I went online and learned how to do it, snapped my fingers just a couple times, and didn't even know where to put the peanut butter at first. But have you ever set one? Anyway, so I finally, you know, watched enough videos and set it and took it up and put about five or six of those things and still had the new style in too. And guess what? It was the old-style wooden ones, caught two mice, and I left them there all winter. And I threw them away, but I left traps in it all winter and not a single one came back. Learn that on YouTube. So
check out this one, how to floss properly on YouTube.
So you type in how to floss properly, and you go to www.youtube.com and type in how to floss properly.
That's right.
Okay.
And on the first page of YouTube, there were 20 videos
okay.
with over 500,000 views, a 500,000 views on how to floss properly.
Wow. Wow.
Incredible, right?
Yeah. I didn't know that many people flossed. That's not what we're seeing.
Yeah, I don't want to say how many times a week I floss, so let's not go there.
Okay, we won't. yeah, it's kind of like that. Now, okay, there's something called Pinterest, and I don't know much about it. I know it's kind of becoming popular. Tell me a little bit about Pinterest.
Yeah, you know,
what is
there's
it?
So much out there that Pinterest is not one of my strongest suits, but at least I know enough to be dangerous, and I, you know, just keep up on some of the blogs.
Uh-huh.
And it's very visual.
Visual?
So I thought it could tie back, you know, as I was thinking about the interview, I thought it could tie back to your industry. You know, first starting out with like a bride. You know,
oh. Hey, bride. You know what, John? I'm going to interrupt you for a second. We're losing you. We're losing the volume a little bit. And so let's go to a break. Check out your phone and see if you have any issues there. And then we're going to go to commercial break. When we come back, I want to hear about Pinterest, okay?
Okay.
Sounds good. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I'm here with John DeCristo, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers is the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Hi, it's Tricia Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-258.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. You know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without you.
All right, we're back. We're here with John DeCristo. He is the regional SEM consultant for Boostability.com. They have about 300 employees out in, you said, Utah, and about 200 elsewhere. Where are the other 200?
We have 200 employees in American Fork, Utah.
Okay.
And then we have a network of over 1,800 writers.
Oh, okay. And they like work out of their homes?
They work out of their homes. They're all U.S.-based.
Okay.
I don't know if that matters or not, but
it does to me. So I'm not reading with an accent. Yeah. And they write the blogs, right?
They write the blogs. They find directories. For the most part, they're the content writers for the blogs. That's right.
Okay. Okay, now before the break, I asked you about Pinterest, and you started to tell me a little bit about it. I interrupted you because we were having some telephone difficulties. But so tell me about Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest is very visual. You know, the brides especially love Pinterest. You know, the bride will look at every wedding cake, floral arrangements, invitations, etc. And then with the smart retailers are doing is they're posting the pictures of all the products, and then you can actually link from their pictures over to their shopping carts or to About Us pages. So Pinterest is really kind of cool if you have a visual type of product and service. Realtors are having a good time with Pinterest. I was thinking about the orthodontist, and, you know, before and after pictures might be great, and, you know, and anything else that you want to do a before and after picture for, you might really want to consider using Pinterest.
So you go to www.pinterest.com. It's like interest with a P in front of it.
That's right.
Okay. And then I would open up a Pinterest account. just like I did LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, and then I can post pictures to it. And once when people look at those pictures, is it like a QR code or something that then takes them to my website?
No, you can actually create hyperlinks, you know, URLs that will take them over to your website.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. I'll have to check that one out after the show. Let's go back to Google and Yahoo because I know those words better. And there are so many websites that are listed when I do a Google search for, say, like the local orthodontist or the local dentist. How many websites does the average person usually visit before they make their decision?
Well, that's a great question. This is really, to me, an unbelievable statistic. Only 2% of people will go to the second page of results on Google, Yahoo, or
2%.
So
wow.
2% are going to the second page. So 98% of people are going to stay on that first page.
And how many sites are usually on a page? 12?
Usually 9 to 11 pages.
Okay, so if you're not one of the top 10, for example, sites that pop up, you're just not going to be getting, you may as well not have a website.
You might as well, there's no business value to being on the second page. It
wow.
really is that bad.
And
even from the top to the bottom, the top listing will get about 36% click-throughs.
Right.
The second listing drops all the way to like 12% and then 10%, and then the 10th website on a Google results page will get like a 2% click-through.
Wow.
So it's even important to climb your way up to the top.
Okay. Well, you know, that's something that I've worked on very hard, and I've always felt like it was important, but I didn't realize it was that important. I mean, it sounds like it's paramount.
It's critical. If you want a flow of new patients or new customers, you want to grow your business, it's very, very important to be on the first page of Google.
So now you talked about
Yahoo and Bing.
Yeah, you do it, and you can do it in scalable. You can do it affordably. So even though they're not having to pay for every click, so it's cheaper, SEO organic searches are cheaper than the Google AdWord clicking type, but it's still not free. So how do you track whether it's a good investment?
There are great tools out there. You know, we use most SEO experts will use Google Analytics and tie it to some of their own proprietary reporting systems.
Okay.
But mostly, you know, almost everybody can get access to, well, everybody that has a website can get free access to Google Analytics installed on your website. Your web developer, whoever that is, can easily install it on your website, and then you can just log into your Google account and start seeing where people, you know, are they coming from LinkedIn or Facebook or Pinterest or organic Google search or pay-per-click search, you know, what pages they're coming to, what pages they're leaving from, how long they're staying on certain pages. It's just amazing information that you can get out of Google Analytics.
Okay, that sounds really cool. Hey, what about apps? Like they call it mobile apps. Like as a dentist, should I have a mobile app, and how would I go about doing that?
You know, there's mobile apps are becoming more and more popular, especially as more people get their smartphones. I found a couple of cool ones for the dental industry. One that I really liked that I was reading about was called the Free Brush DJ app. They won an award this year. What you do is you set a timer and it goes off when you're supposed to brush your teeth, and music plays for the recommended 2 minutes of how long you should brush your teeth.
Well, that's neat.
So it's one that you give your customer just as a feel-good app.
Okay.
Your patient as a feel-good app. There's other great ones. You know, I found one called Hippocrates RX, which is mobile clinic reference library, includes a drug guide and all that good stuff.
Okay.
There's a whitening app where you can take a picture of your patient and show them half side of their mouth is whiter than the other half side. So there's just about anything that you can think of there's out there. And if there's something that you can think of, Doc, that you can't find, I say hire the developers and start developing your app.
Okay.
The interesting statistic is that people are still using their PCs more than their anything else, but iPads and smartphones and your Droid had a 60% increase in usage last year for mobile apps and surfing and all the good stuff that goes along with it.
Wow. Hey, you know, we have one more commercial break we have to go to, but I have a few more questions. When we come back, we're going to have about 3 minutes or so. Stay with me. Hey, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Decide Dentistry, the leader in high-quality cosmetic and restorative dentistry in Central Ohio, now offers the latest technology, fast braces. It's fast, safe, and affordable compared to traditional braces. This new technology of fast braces allows for less treatment time, and that means the patients save time and money, achieving the best smile possible. Dr. Desai is also a provider of six-month smiles and Invisalign. She's very well known for her crown and bridge work, too. Visit DecideDentistry.com. Dr. Desai Dentistry, brightening lives one smile at a time.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers is the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Why I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right, so we're back, and as you know, we do have to wrap up the show real soon, but I always want to sing that song. You almost caught me singing there. Before we go, I want to mention that my podcasts are available, every show we've ever done, are available on iTunes and also at dentallyspeaking.com. And please go to my office Facebook page and like us. We'd appreciate that. It's Dr. Kvitko, Metnis & Associates. And I want to, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it is at Dr. Kvitko. And when you go to drkvitko.com, I didn't mention that, but www.drkvitko.com, please click on the Dr. Kvitko Charitable Fund and help us out by donating your time or your money for the third annual Dentistry from the Heart event that we're putting on June 14th. All right, so we need to get back to wrapping up this show. So here we go.
It's been a great show. We're here with John DeCristo, who is the regional SEM consultant for Boostability.com. And John, we don't have a lot of time, but before we end, I want to make sure if somebody wants to reach you, they might want to hire your company for their business. You do more than just doctors and dentists. How would they do that?
I guess the best way is to go ahead and send me an email, which is jdcristo at boostability.com. And it's J as in John, D-I-C-R-I-S-T-O at boostability.com. Or
okay.
You can give me a call at 704-576-6234.
Say that again.
704-576-6234.
I find if I don't repeat it, I don't remember it, including like people's names, you know, when you first meet somebody. You know, I always have to say it back or I won't remember it. Now, you know, a lot of this stuff is overwhelming, and I'm just a dentist. I mean, I've got this radio show. I don't really have the time to think, am I blogging often enough? Am I writing the right words? How do I handle my marketing while I'm trying to be a dentist?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there's lots of great tools out there for syndication. There's syndication tools like Hootsuite, where you can put all your networks into the tool, and you can load all of your content, and with a push of a button, it could go out to all your networks like LinkedIn, Facebook. You know, for SEO, you can go and read a lot of the blogs, or you can hire. There's a lot of great SEO experts, but you just want to make sure that you ask them the right questions.
Okay.
So
you write once and it goes out to all of your social sites.
That's right.
Okay.
And you can actually even schedule it. So you can work the weekend and write 6 or 7 blog posts and schedule it out throughout the month that it'll just automatically go out throughout the month.
Well, that sounds like a really neat trick. I need to learn that one. And you said it's Hootsuite?
Hoot, as in an owl. Hootsuite.
Hootsuite. Okay. Hootsuite.
.com.
Got it. Thank you so much for that, and I'm sure others are going to take that advice as well. So, okay, John, so, you know, it's been a great show. I really appreciate it. Now we have literally just about 30 seconds. Anything you want to say before we have to say goodbye?
just really thanks a lot, Doc, for the opportunity to talk a little bit about SEO. I know we covered a lot very quickly, and I'm glad, you know, a lot of people, I think, are confused of where to spend their time and energy and money. So I really appreciate the opportunity for you to let me blab off a little bit.
Blab off, okay.
Blab off.
And with that note, I think we're going to sign off. How about that? So, hey, you have a great day. I really appreciate it. And hang on the phone because I want to just ask you a quick question off the air, kind of secret. And anyway, all right, you've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you so much for joining me. Please join me next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8 for another great show.
And next week, our guest will be Dr. Marielle Parisou. We're going to be talking about shaping the future of dentistry. Bye-bye.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.